KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:07, it's cloudy and 28 degrees in Atlantic. We look for cloudy skies with light snow mixed at times with light rain, freezing rain, or sleet, mainly this morning. Altogether, less than a half an inch of accumulation is possible. We'll look for a high around 35. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Medicap Pharmacy on Main Street in Audubon, offering a full line of diabetic supplies and savings on your next prescription. In Southwest Iowa News, Page County Sheriff Lyle Palmer said Thursday that a Clarinda man who was cited last month for trespassing while hunting near Hepburn and arrested 5 days later for illegally possessing a firearm is in trouble again. The sheriff said 29-year-old Donald Ernest Runyon was arrested at around 2 p.m. Thursday on a warrant charging him with two counts of failure to appear on the original charge of dominion control of firearm offensive weapons by a person convicted of domestic abuse assault. Runyon appeared before the magistrate, posted a $5,000 bond, and was released from custody. You may recall the Iowa DNR had cited Runyon on December 17th for trespassing while hunting near Hepburn. He pleaded guilty January 4th and paid nearly $400 in fines and court costs. But 5 days later, he was arrested after officials realized he should not have had a gun in the first place. Runyon was again once convicted of misdemeanor domestic violence, which prohibits him from possessing firearms. That violation is a Class D felony. He was later released on those charges on a $5,000 cash bond. News time is 7:08.
Let me guess. The flu has hit you like a ton of bricks. Hi, this is Trish at Medicap Pharmacy in Audubon. We'd like to remind you of our delivery service. When a cold or flu has you down and out, the last thing you want to do is bundle up, get in your car, and head to the pharmacy to pick up a prescription. Well, with Medicap Pharmacy, you don't have to. We offer delivery in Audubon, Hamlin, Exira, and Brayton, and can deliver your prescription and over-the-counter medications, too, so you can get back on your feet in no time. At Medicap Pharmacy in Audubon, we always make time for you.
Tired of big chain store pharmacies with their long lines, lack of privacy, and impersonal service? For a better experience, come to Medicap Pharmacy. We'll fill your prescriptions accurately and in a timely manner, and we'll always make time for you. Time to listen, answer your questions, and explain your prescriptions privately. Why wait? Transfer your prescriptions to Medicap Pharmacy today.
Stop in and visit with Medicap Pharmacy, located at 316 Broadway in Audubon.
The Iowa Department of Transportation reported yesterday that the scheduled closure of the westbound 80 rest area located between Adair and Casey and milepost 80 would be extended through today to complete work underway at that location. The facility had been scheduled to reopen Thursday evening. The rest area is closed to allow two large cranes to install a 148-foot-tall vertical wind turbine blade. The blade will essentially serve as a sculpture and will join several other pieces of art and plaques at the rest area that highlight Iowa's wind energy industry. The National Weather Service in Des Moines yesterday issued the first hydrologic or flood outlook for this coming spring. The outlook covers a period from early February through late April. And in general, the Weather Service says the risk of flooding from late this winter into spring is near or below normal for all locations in their coverage area. Officials caution, however, that a considerable amount of the winter season remains. And people with interest near river basins need to continue to monitor both the weather and river conditions as well as future spring flooding outlooks. The Weather Service says as far as the East Nishnabotna River near Atlantic is concerned, there's only a 10% chance the river will reach 16.8 feet during that period. Flood stage along the East Nish near Atlantic is 17 feet. The East Fork of the 102 River near Bedford has a 10% chance of reaching 18.8 feet in the next 90 days. The flood stage for that body of water is 21 feet. And they say there's a 90% chance in the current outlook that the East Fork River will reach 13.7 feet in the next 90 days, which is still well below flood stage. The numbers in the outlook were calculated using multiple spring season scenarios from 30 or more years of climatological data. They also take into account current river conditions, snow cover, and soil moisture. The next flood outlook will be issued by the Weather Service on February 16th. The Shenandoah Police Department reported yesterday that two men were arrested Wednesday on unrelated charges. 28-year-old Lyle Stogdill of Shenandoah was taken into custody Wednesday night on a charge of burglary in the third degree. Stogdill was also cited for public intoxication. His arrest stemmed from an incident which occurred in the 500 block of Harrison Street in Shenandoah. Stogdill was being held at the Page County Jail in Clarinda on $2,000 bond. And a couple of hours after his arrest, Shenandoah police arrested Todd Pedersen of Essex on a Nottoway County, Missouri warrant for first-degree burglary and parental kidnapping. Pedersen posted a $10,000 bond and was released from custody. Governor Terry Branstad has ordered flags flown at half-staff to honor a Marine with Iowa roots who was killed in a helicopter crash in Afghanistan. Master Sergeant Travis Riddick died January 21st. A memorial service is scheduled for this Sunday at the Centerville High School. Branstad has ordered all U.S. and state flags flown at all state buildings be flown at half-staff beginning tonight at 5 o'clock and running through 8 a.m. Monday in honor of the 40-year-old Riddick, who is formerly from Centerville. Branstad also encourages individuals, businesses, schools, and city and county officials across the state to lower their flags to half-staff, again between 5 p.m. today and 8 a.m. Monday, as a sign of respect. News time is 7:12.
Let me guess, the flu has hit you like a ton of bricks. Hi, this is Trish at Medicap Pharmacy in Audubon. We'd like to remind you of our delivery service. When a cold or flu has you down and out, the last thing you want to do is bundle up, get in your car, and head to the pharmacy to pick up a prescription. Well, with Medicap Pharmacy, you don't have to. We offer delivery in Audubon, Hamlin, Exira, and Brayton, and can deliver your prescription and over-the-counter medications too, so you can get back on your feet in no time. At Medicap Pharmacy in Audubon, we always make time for you.
Tired of big chain store pharmacies with their long lines, lack of privacy, and impersonal service? For a better experience, come to Medicap Pharmacy. We'll fill your prescriptions accurately and in a timely manner, and we'll always make time for you. Time to listen, answer your questions, and explain your prescriptions privately. Why wait? Transfer your prescriptions to Medicap Pharmacy today.
Stop in and visit with Medicap Pharmacy, located at 316 Broadway in Audubon.
In our funeral announcements, Dennis Crawley, age 59, of Guthrie Center, died Monday in Des Moines. Memorial services for Dennis Crawley will be today at 10 o'clock at the First Christian Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Mary Ann Peterson, age 81, of Audubon, died Tuesday at the Friendship Home. Funeral services for Mary Ann Peterson will be this afternoon at 2 o'clock at the First Presbyterian Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. Jean Templeton Kerr, age 90, of Atlantic and formerly of Elliott, died Tuesday at Atlantic Nursing and Rehab. Funeral services for Jean Kerr will be held today at 2 o'clock at the Nelson Boylan Lorette Funeral Chapel in Red Oak. Gerald Jerry Gaines, senior, age 76, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at Atlantic Nursing and Rehab. Funeral services for Jerry Gaines will be held Saturday at 10 a.m. at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has arrangements. August Francis Conrad, Jr., age 93, of Iowa Falls and formerly of Audubon, died Monday in Iowa Falls. Funeral services for August Francis Conrad, Jr. will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Audubon, with the Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon in charge of arrangements. Angela R. Newman, age 93, of Griswold, died Tuesday at the Griswold Care Center. A memorial service for Angela Newman will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Noble Center United Methodist Church south of Lyman, with the Dune Funeral Home of Griswold in charge of arrangements. Anthony Tony W. Wingert, age 81, of Avoca, died Wednesday at Avoca Nursing and Rehab. A massive Christian burial service for Tony Wingert will be Monday at 10:30 at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Avoca. The Cutler O'Neill Myron Woodring Funeral Home of Council Bluffs has arrangements. And Esther Lister, age 87, of Dexter, died Thursday at the Sunnybrook Care Center in Adel. Funeral services for Esther Lister will be on Monday at 1 o'clock at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Dexter. Our news was brought to you by Medicap Pharmacy on Main Street in Audubon. Stop at Medicap Pharmacy in Audubon and find out how to save money on your next prescription. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.